Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
One thing is now certain. The Democrats really, really, really don't want you to know where COVID came from. Big tech, federal government bureaucrats, and the Democrats really, really, really don't want you to know where COVID came from. Why do you think that is? An astonishing vote was taken in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Democrats blocked a bill that would have declassified all the intel we have on the origins of COVID. Back in May, it wasn't controversial. It passed unanimously in the Senate. Here's the background. Republicans from former CIA Director Mike Pompeo, who was the Secretary of State under Donald Trump, to others who've had access to this intel say it came from the Wuhan lab. They're definitive about it. They wanted you to see it too. The Democrats didn't. You and I know why. Come on, in your gut, you know why. It'll go right back to them. The outlines are all there, folks. The big players in this. Let me recap for you what we know. Echo Health Alliance, which did gain-of-function research in partnership with Chinese scientists, both here and in China, became a big hot deal in Washington over the last decade. The Department of Defense in the last 5 years pumped more than $39 million through Echo Health Alliance. Google pumped millions through there, too. So did Anthony Fauci. Excuse my language, but what in the holy hell was our Pentagon doing? Running money through Echo Health Alliance when Echo Health Alliance was working in a Chinese People's Liberation Army bioweapons lab. What was Fauci doing? Let's keep going down memory lane so you get a good idea where this might all lead. What was Fauci doing in his emailing back and forth with Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, on what to censor? And do you remember what that was? Among other things, anything indicating that the origin was China or the Wuhan lab. You couldn't say it. I know. I got put in Facebook jail for an earlier podcast on it. Google, who also pumped money into the Echo Health Alliance and ultimately the Wuhan lab, banned people from talking about it online. They'd pull your YouTube video down. What the hell were these people doing? Remember, it gets worse. What was the first major investment by Rosemont Seneca, the firm headed by John Kerry's stepson and Hunter Biden? Here's your Democrat Party connection. I bet there are more, too. What was the first major investment, remember? In Metabiota, they pumped $30 million into Metabiota. Metabiota was the sole private company partnering with Echo Health Alliance on coronavirus research. Where? Say it with me. The Wuhan lab. What are the odds? And where, by the way, did John Kerry's stepson and Hunter Biden, each of whom had only ever had a government job, get $30 million in their investment fund to pump into this? How did they know that that was where the money was supposed to go? And never forget what, of all places, liberal Vanity Fair reported about this. When they talked to their State Department contacts who had been researching the origins of COVID, remember the State Department's lead researcher would come out and say, absolutely, COVID came out of the Wuhan lab. No doubt about it. remember what State Department sources told Vanity Fair? That they were told to stop their investigation into the origins because it could open a, quote, can of worms, unquote. All told, our government would run over $130 million through Echo Health Alliance, funneled to them, remember, by multiple government agencies, including Health and Human Services. Dr. Anthony Fauci would lie to the American people about it for over a year, claiming he funded no research at the Wuhan lab. That was the big takeaway the other day when Rand Paul grilled him, and people missed it. Paul focused on perjury before Congress, and rightfully so. But what a lot of people missed is that Fauci turned tail. And after a year of pretending that everybody who suggested that he funded research at the Wuhan lab was a conspiracy theorist, he admitted he'd funded research at the Wuhan lab. He just insisted it wasn't gain of function. What is gain of function? That's bioweapon creation, where they teach a virus that's dangerous in animals but would never jump to humans to do so. Of all the places on Earth to do this, you do it with the People's Liberation Army, our Pentagon, our health agencies, Google, the People's Liberation Army. Folks, remember, starting in 2004, and we've been through this on the podcast, high-ranking Communist Party members and military leaders had been very clear. They intended to weaponize coronaviruses, not for use on the battlefield, but use in economic war. They thought with a coronavirus, they could gain the economic upper hand for a generation. And they said so repeatedly in speeches. So we joined them? Folks, I don't know how else to take this.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
After all, the Chinese government, Joe Biden, the Democrats, our government all had a mutual interest in crushing the U.S. economy in order to get rid of Donald Trump. And this is the best proof so far that they weaponized this thing and they're hiding it from us. Why on earth else would you vote against letting the people know, the people of this country know where that thing came from? And no, it's not because we're afraid that we'll reveal sources and methods. There was a process, including in the bill, that would have let our intel agencies black that stuff out. That's no excuse. Republican Representative Darren LaHood nailed this. The price the American people have paid is astronomical. Fully 40% of American businesses permanently closed by COVID, never to reopen again. It's a staggering number. Who said it? Harvard University and Brown University run a tracking site called Opportunity Insights Economic Tracker that tracks the economic impacts of COVID-19. Just shy of 40% of American businesses closed their doors permanently. That's a bloodbath. And they don't care to know why. It's okay. It's cool. Do it again. Folks, this puts us in mortal danger of them doing just that. Here's Representative LaHood.
Here are the facts. Number one, we know based on numerous reports that the researchers at the Wuhan lab fell sick with COVID-related symptoms in the fall of 2019. Number two, we also know that there was active engagement by the Chinese military at the Wuhan lab. And three, we know that the Chinese government has continued to hinder efforts for data collection and transparency in this investigation. Essentially, Mr. Speaker, they have been non-transparent and non-cooperative. The bottom line is the American people deserve a full accounting of the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has resulted in shutting down our economy, massive deaths across the world, and millions out of work. Mr. Speaker, how can we prevent a future pandemic if we don't know the genesis of this one?
Folks, remember this clip where Joe Biden practically invited China to do it again, to release another one? I did a whole podcast on this. Remember when Peter Ducey asked Joe Biden, look, you know Chairman Xi really well. You talked to him on the phone. Why don't you just ask him? Just can you commit, Joe, to asking him to cooperate in this investigation on the origins of COVID? Yet Joe dodges Peter Ducey again and again. He won't even publicly commit to asking the Chinese leader about, you know, maybe could you cooperate? And he ends in a terrifying way, saying, listen, well, we need to prepare for the next one. Do you know how that's taken in China? We won't even ask your cooperation, not formally. But we're totally cool if you release another one. We're just preparing for that. Remember, oddly, Joe is not the only one from his administration to say that. Remember CNN's Dana Bash's horror when she asked, and she was horrified right there on the air, when she asked Secretary of State Tony Blinken, you going to hold the Chinese accountable? He waffled too, just like Joe, before saying what we really need to do is prepare for the next one. Folks, that and the vote the Democrats just took tells you everything you need to know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They don't want you to know where it came from. Take a listen to Joe versus Peter Ducey first.
You've spoken many times about how you have spent perhaps more time with President Xi than any other world leader. So is there going to become a time where you might call him old friend to old friend and ask him to open up China to the World Health Organization investigators who are trying to get to the bottom of COVID-19?
Let's get something straight. We know each other well. We're not old friends. It's just pure business.
So I guess my question would be, you've said that you were going to press China. You signed on to the G7 communique that said the G7 were calling on China to open up to let the investigators in. But China basically says they don't want to be interfered with anymore. So what happens now?
The impact, the world's attitude toward China as it develops. China's trying very hard to project itself as a responsible and very, very forthcoming nation. That they are trying very hard to talk about how they're taking and helping the world in terms of COVID-19 and vaccines, and they're trying very hard. Look, certain things you don't have to explain to the people of the world. They see the results. Is China really actually trying to get to the bottom of this? One thing we did discuss, as I told you, in the EU and at the G7 and with NATO, what we should be doing and what I'm going to make an effort to do is rally the world to work on what is going to be the physical mechanism available to detect early on the next pandemic and have a mechanism by which we can respond to it and respond to it early. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. We need to do that. Thank you.
Prepare for the next one. You know how that'll be taken in China? There will be no consequences for this one. We expect you to do it again. And there won't be any consequences for that either. And the last thing we'll ever do is let those dupes, the American people, know where this really came from. Folks, this is terrifying. One final reminder, lest you think, nah, our leaders couldn't possibly be that bad. Remember the warning of Director of National Intelligence under Trump, John Ratcliffe, as he went out the door. He's talking to CBS's Catherine Herridge here. As the director of National Intel, remember, he was the top intel guy in the country. He saw it all, CIA, FBI, NSA intel. And what he said was terrifying. So much of Washington is owned by China, controlled by China.
You wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal, and you say China is targeting members of Congress with 6 times the frequency of Russia and 12 times the frequency of Iran. What is behind Beijing's aggressive approach?
So they want laws and policies out of the United States that are favorable to China. And what they're really trying to do is, through blackmail, through bribery, through overt and covert influence, trying to make sure that only laws that are favorable to China are passed.
Have you been to Capitol Hill, and have you briefed this threat information to lawmakers?
I was so troubled by what I saw from the position as the Director of National Intelligence that I went and briefed both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees on this information, which they found surprising and troubling.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.